This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Everybody, the question in question, of course, is, are we or are we not in a recession? And we'll get to that in a second. But just because a story like gross domestic product, which, as you have almost surely heard already, shrank 0.9% in the second quarter on an annualized basis, just because GDP is complicated, we are going to start with the mechanics of the news and then get to the feelings about the news. A shrinking economy is not great. And 6 months in a row of a shrinking economy is very not great. But if you look at the beating heart of this economy, us consumers, we are still spending. And therein lies, perhaps, a glimmer of hope. Marketplace's Sabri Benishore gets us going.
On the one hand, we cut back on buying cars, held off spending on furniture, too, even takeout and groceries. All told, we cut back on buying things by more than 4%.
A lot of the things that I have seen, a lot of supply chain issues, people are kind of rotating out of that as those prices are elevated.
Justin Widener is an economist at Deutsche Bank. Now, did we cut back on goods because we were saving, putting that money away for a rainy day? Not at all. We were just spending on other things. Healthcare, trips, going out to bars, catching up on all the things that we didn't do at the start of the pandemic.
You're starting to see this normalization in terms of people's spending habits, shifting back from goods back into services.
So when you net it all out and take into account inflation, we, the consumer, actually spent about 1% more on everything total in the second quarter. That is growth. Andrew Hunter is a senior U.S. economist at Capital Economics.
One positive point to make from the Q2 report is that, yes, consumption growth slowed, but it still increased, whereas obviously overall GDP fell.
In fact, the main reason why GDP didn't technically grow in the second quarter is because a bunch of companies made a big oopsie-daisy and bought too many goods that we didn't want, so they had to hold off on buying more while their warehouses cleared out. That showed up in the data. Ben Herzon is a senior U.S. economist at S&P Global Market Intelligence.
So in the second quarter, the slowing in the pace of inventory investment subtracted 2 percentage points from GDP growth. So had it not been for that, GDP would have rose.
Herzon predicts GDP will actually grow 0.9% in the third quarter. But the consumer may not be able to keep saving the day indefinitely. Yeah, we're spending more on services, but guess what? They're getting more expensive. Again, Justin Widener at Deutsche Bank.
In June, year-over-year services inflation was 5.5%. We have that rising up to about 7% by the end of the year.
Rents are still rising, eating away at income. Personal disposable income fell 0.5% in the second quarter. Investment in homes fell sharply. The Fed is still raising rates. We consumers might be the engine of the U.S. economy, but there's a lot out there to slow us down. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.